Welcome to another episode of Mick and Ori's Classic Cars. I'm Mick.
And I'm Ori.
And Ori, I'm always excited when we talk about cars, aren't we? I mean, really.
We always talk about cars and we love talking about it, but we always go back to Italian cars.
For one reason or another.
I'm going to go out and say is the greatest country or manufacturer of cars is Italy.
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you. It's because it's not only the manufacturer.
But I don't know if the world agrees with us.
Maybe not. But they all compare it to the European. And the European is mainly the, well, I shouldn't say mainly, but we say it's mainly the Italian. The design, the shape,
the history, the provenance, the passion, racing culture of all these brands. But I think the amount of brands to come out of Italy, I don't think – what's the next country as close as Italy?
Well
– We'd have to have more than 10 brands of Italian cars. So everyone knows
what
Ferrari.
What about the Americans?
Would they have 10 brands?
Well, there was a lot of brands that wasn't the big four or, you know, the GM, the Chrysler and the Ford. There was a lot of other brands. But even if you look up and this is probably one for another episode.
We should look at that. Yeah, exactly right.
Because you've got the English, you know, the A to Z of English brands. There was a lot of one-off manufacturers that, you know, lasted a few years.
Yeah, but so 100%. But were they as well recognized? If we can't remember them.
No, it's not as well recognized as some of the Italian marks, so I would say.
Some of the Italian brands, I think you mentioned them.
And people know them.
Yeah.
And now, German, what's German? Okay, you got Mercedes, you got Porsche, you got
BMW.
Volkswagen. And there's plenty, yeah, there's a lot, Audi. There's a few in the Germans
and we're
as
done.
Well.
We're pretty much
but
done.
What's interesting?
Sweden, Volvo. You know what I'm saying? And what else they do?
Saab. No, that was sweet. Saab
is theirs too,
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And then, that's what I'm saying. Where you go, Italy. Let's start with Italy, right? Here, we're going to go Ferrari. We know. Okay? Yeah. Ferrari. Iconic brand.
Ferrari, Lancia, history. Alfa Romeo, Fiat.
Lamborghini. Maserati.
there's a fair few, right. Isn't it? But in terms of
Fiat.
Fiat. Right. And not only that, I think the designs were so good generally. I mean, they went through phases when, they changed it up a bit, the wedges and things like that. Yep. But how many times their design houses designed for other makes? They designed for Peugeot. They designed for the American cars. You know, there was a Mustang designed by Zagato. There's the design houses in Italy, I mean, they do work all around the world.
Are you happy with that?
Not really. I'd rather keep it to ourselves. But I don't know. Am I happy with that?
Are you happy that Bertone designed the Ferrari and the Lamborghini?
That's interesting. But if you look at the era, it's just like, I suppose, we do engineering. We do engineering for various clients. We don't just do it for ourselves.
I understand that. But like Pininfarina.
He designed for a lot of people.
Oh, I know. Do I like that, though? I don't know.
Well, the thing is with that, their design styles carries over. Like of the 1980 or 1970, if he designs for a different manufacturer, it is very similar often to the one he's designed for, the traditional Ferrari.
I'd like to go back and ask, do they sit down? They obviously sit down with Enzo at the time or whoever it is and say, I want you to design me a car. This is what it has to have. And then going back and asking, so what is the greatest car you guys have ever designed? Like that Frank Stevenson there, the car designer that did Maserati and he's worked on Ferrari, he's worked on all the greats, Lamborghini. What is your greatest design? Pininfarina, what is the greatest car you've ever designed?
Okay.
Yeah, well, Zagato, what is the greatest?
Okay, I'll answer that like Enzo would have answered it. So when he talked about, when he was asked the question about what's your favourite car or what's the best car, the favourite car, he will say the next one. So the design houses will probably say the same. What about the architects that do these buildings? Sometimes you can pick the style of architecture, you know who's done it.
Yeah. All right. Well, Bertone was pretty much like that. You can pick a Bertone.
You can, like when he designed for Lamborghini, for Maserati or, you know, for Ferrari.
Yeah.
You know, very similar. And sometimes he's done a design and goes to the manufacturer and say, well, do you want this one or you want that one?
So but that's why having, you know, at Motor Classica, having that section
Of Bertone.
Of Bertone yeah. only design. Yeah. That was awesome. I thought that was brilliant to be able to walk and see the different brands but designed by the same designer.
And really, the one that stood out for me that was completely different in his normal design
yeah.
was the Miura.
100%. Beautiful car.
And then the model he does after is a Countach. I mean, completely, completely different.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, that's...
that's what makes yeah. it all different. And then, so you go to Italy, and why is it that Italy, you think red?
Well, no, that's the racing colour of Italy.
Because Enzo, you know, Enzo didn't actually like the colour red. He didn't want his cars to be red.
Well, the racing cars... because
had to be red.
Yeah, because that's even the Fiats of those days, the Alfa, that's the racing
car. That was Italy's
yeah.
colour.
Yeah.
Germany had silver. England had green, British Racing
actually,
green.
Germany had white.
No, silver.
Yes, listen to this. So Germany had white beforehand. Right. So because it was, you know, they were trying to, you know, get a split second out of the laps and things like that. So they were painting them white because that was the colour for German racing cars.
Right.
However, they worked out because they left it in its natural material, and it was silver.
And it was lighter.
And saved the paint, which saved, I don't know, 10 kilos, 20 kilos or whatever it was.
Really?
So that's how it came about. Well, that's my story anyway.
But
I think that is a fact, that that's why German cars ended up being, their racing car being silver rather than white. But then you got the French with the blue, the British with the green.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. No, I get it. But you can't help but think of these wonderful cars that come out of Italy, right? They have, and when you see them in red, like an Alfa in red looks unbelievable. Ferrari in red, we know. Lamborghini, not so much.
No, Lamborghini was more out there in terms of the yeah. colours, you know, like the bright yellows, the oranges and things. But in saying that, you're saying about a Ferrari in red, if you look at photos of the factory – yeah. of the cars that were lined up. I've got a photo of actually the 308 GT4s, and there wasn't many red.
Back in the day.
Yeah, so what happened after that in the 80s, because everyone wanted them red, they repainted them red. So they called it resale red. But traditionally, just like with the shield that you've got on your Ferrari, that shield was only for the racing models.
Yes, correct.
All right. Yeah, but yeah. as they get more, you know, marketing and get, you know, more money conscious in terms of making more of a profit, well, that's an extra, isn't it? So you can get that.
I think, look, yeah, I get it. But now it has to have a shield on there. It's like the Alfa Romeo has to have the quadrifoglio on there.
Quadrifoglio.
Yeah, quadrifoglio.
Yeah. So that's their racing one. So it's interesting.
Is there one for Maserati? There's no racing.
I'm not sure. Same with Lamborghini. What is it? No, I don't think they do. Could be wrong here, Ori, but...
Oh, no, Lamborghini, isn't it? That's their whole STO thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's just...
recent.
Well, no, that's just like the Specialis and like the Competizione and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so where's their... Is there yeah, an I'm actual not sure badge? There's,
yeah.
Yeah, no, you might be right.
Yeah, I don't think there is.
So it's only Ferrari and Alfa Romeo that have got it. Fiat? Lancia had anything special? No.
Not that I know of, no.
I bought you that special Monza pin.
Yeah, but
that's the Alfa Racing.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, so we'll have to look that up.
But I like that. That distinguishes a car as a race. I mean, you look at a red Italian sports car.
You think Ferrari for sure.
No, but I'm saying any red Italian sports car, and all of a sudden – your head turns.
Yeah. So even, right. you know, Alfa went out there. As we said, they all went out there with red.
Maserati. Yeah.
Maserati as well. That's right, the early Maseratis. But, you know, if we look at the classic Italian cars, what would you – I mean, if you think of Maserati, what do you think of first?
Maserati? I think we've chatted about this.
Yes, we have. We've looked at that.
I think if I look at Maserati – so it's got to be, you know, look at our age. I think of the Gran Turismo, the 3200 GT, which was the relaunch model, is what I think about. But I understand the pedigree is a lot older than that. I'll go back to an old race car they had. I think it was a 124F.
Yeah,
the old Formula One Maserati.
Well, they were up there. Maserati were...
That's a beautiful car, in terms right? of,
yeah, so Maserati were up there before Ferrari, of course. There was Alfa. We all know the story of Alfa going, you know, Enzo was at Alfa for a little bit. I mean, so you know, that they were winning Grand Prix.
So when you look at the Italian brands, you know, as we mentioned, Ferrari, who owns who? So Fiat owned Ferrari at one stage, or they were together, parent Fiat, companies, and yeah. Maserati was owned by Ferrari. But now it's all changed, correct?
It has. And it, I mean it's
Lamborghini's just, no longer Italian owned.
No, that's the Volkswagen group, yeah, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. Chrysler, isn't it? Chrysler Volkswagen?
No, Chrysler's on the Ferrari side.
Chrysler on the Ferrari, that's yeah. right. Yeah, sorry.
Yes.
So these brands, which was the first Italian brand, Mick?
I think it'd have to be Fiat, was it? Fiat or Alfa?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But it'd be one of those two. Oh, could it be Maserati? Anyway.
Lancia?
The Lancia, that's right. See, they had the racing Lancias. But they all started from racing, I think.
Yeah, of course they all started from racing.
Well, no, it can't be that. Carnival started from racing.
What, Lancia's raced?
No, Alpha's I know laced, they've raced, but they normally, they'll get a road car first and then they end up racing it.
So the only thing that really didn't race, the only brand that I can't remember, because for me racing's Formula One.
Yeah.
All right? Let's say Formula One or the very, you know, what Enzo yeah, cut his teeth racing.
Before Formula One.
Was what?
Well,
was that street yeah, racing yeah, that they used to do?
The Mille Miglia or?
The Mille Miglia. Okay, let's go to Mille Miglia. Did Lamborghini ever compete? I can't remember Lamborghini ever competing in anything. No Formula One, no Daytona.
No, the Lamborghini didn't.
How come?
Well, I'm not sure. I think he was probably selling enough road cars.
Tractors.
And making
he was making tractors.
Yeah, he was making tractors in the beginning, yeah.
But now why don't they race?
Well, I'm not sure. You'd have to ask the hierarchy there. Mm. But they do have one make series now with Lamborghini. We've got a friend of ours that races the Trefoil series.
But that's different.
Well,
that's not.
Well, Ferrari have got one make series. They do the 488.
But that's different. That Ferrari have always been in Formula One. Ferrari has always been in those street races, as were Fiat, Alfa, Lancia as the rally car.
Yeah, but not only the rally car, but even in, I think, Formula One, they race too.
That's what I'm saying. The only brand that I can't remember ever racing, having a racing pedigree, maybe that's a better way to put it,
is Lamborghini. Yeah, I'd have to agree.
I could be wrong.
No, I think you are right, actually. Maybe the listeners will tell us different.
No, but don't you think?
I think you're right. Lamborghini has never done, I'm not sure, has he ever supplied engines for a Formula One car?
No idea. We know his clutch was great.
Yeah, that's right. Isn't it funny how the stories unfold right. with, you know, strong-willed men or women or whatever that really want to achieve something?
Unbelievable.
But Lamborghini's still making tractors.
Yeah, correct.
I'm not sure who owns Lamborghini tractors. Would it be – it might not be the same as who owns the Lamborghini cars.
Yeah, that I'm not – no idea. And, you know, when you talk about Italian brands, Mick, and we talk about cars, you then go into motorbikes – and you got the likes of Ducati, MV Agusta.
Aprilia.
Mate, I tell you, if it's got an engine.
Yeah, the Italians.
I think the Italians are kings. I'm going to go out there on a limb and say there's no better engine manufacturer.
Here we go.
Globally. Globally. Mercedes is pretty. Germany's pretty good. Germany, if you want it to work.
Yeah, and if you want some passion, just go to the Italians.
That's right. There's no passion, though, there.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. We've got a German guy that works with us at TMK.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. He's just got a delivery of a new Mitsubishi Outlander all-wheel drive thing for, you know, the company car sort of thing. And he said that this car here has got no soul. There's no passion in it. There's nothing. And nothing from the generation before Mitsubishi Outlander. And he's talking about cars. And he said about the BMW or the Mercedes, because he's German, of course.
He
likes his BMWs. But he realises that when he gets into an Italian car, and he was only looking at my little Alfa Giulietta, he says, far out, this has got some passion, some soul to it. You know, just the lines and things like that. It's not as strictly engineered or foolproof,
makes sense.
And he's home. But the new cars now, like this Mitsubishi Outlander, does everything. But you know, the switches.
It's soulless.
You know, the switches.
It's soulless.
Yeah.
You know what I'd love to see? Imagine if the Germans and the Italians built an engine together.
Well, they probably have, haven't they?
Well, I don't know.
We'd have to search that. I mean, there's a good chance they have.
It's got passion. It's got reliability.
Well, I don't know. In terms of reliability, I think you've got to go to the other side of the spectrum in terms of the world. I think you've got to go to Japan, really. In terms of reliability.
Well, forget about the Japanese making some unbelievable cars.
No, well, you know, the Japanese cars and, you know, for the reliability, you know, you buy a Camry, you know, does.
You but know, has that got
what,
a soul?
Why? Okay, then what about the Lotus Emira with a V6 Camry engine with a supercharger?
Yeah.
That's a Toyota engine.
Yeah, no.
You know, and you look at the Formula One manufacturers, they buy a Honda engine. They, you know, so. Yeah.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
But anyway, we're going to leave it there, Ori, because.
I think we know where our passions lie, Mick.
Yeah, our passions lie with the Italian cars, that's for sure. But anyway, we're going to leave it there. And as usual, you can catch us on the show at mickandori@gmail.com and, of course, our Instagram and YouTube channel. But we're going to leave it there. Remember, if your car's not a classic,
it will be one day.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.